What did you think of Kyle's workout?
I thought Kyle had a very good workout. Kyle was the best player in this workout. I thought he had a good workout. I'd hope, because of dealing with agencies and trying to put together workouts, which is a little bit of a puzzle, they wanted him to come in early. I wish I could have brought him in a little bit later with hopefully a better group. But we got him when we could, but I thought he had a good workout, very good workout.
This particular aspect of his game is a little surprising. I mean, he's really been working on that outside shot.
His shot has gotten a lot better, and he showcased that in the game he played in at the Combine. His three-point shot's really gotten a lot better, so that helps his game in the long run.
You've watched him for a couple of years pretty close by. I mean, was that Combine experience sort of an eye-opener for you guys or for him?
That's a question I might not be able to answer. I work for the Jazz, but I don't live in Salt Lake. So some of the local teams I don't see as much as guys out of the office do. And I know I don't, matter of fact. So with Utah, I saw them probably play 3, maybe 4 times last year. What I saw in Chicago, what I saw today, he has really improved his three-point shot. Is it an eye-opener? No, we like to see that kind of improvement. Each workout is kind of on its own. We do kind of compare players from previous other workouts, but again, it's this workout is this workout. The other ones are theirs, but he was by far the best player in this workout.
Is he projecting as a stretch four?
Is that to the Jazz or to the NBA?
To the NBA.
Don't know.
How about the Jazz?
We'll see.
I guess, do you think he has lateral quickness to play 3 in the NBA?
You can't tell that probably in this workout. And I don't think we could have probably been able to ascertain that with the Utes. So that's something that once you get him within your own building and you take a look at him, in workouts and practices with other players, and then you can ascertain whether or not he can guard a 3.
Is a guy like that who doesn't necessarily have, you can't really just slot him into a position right now as you're trying to figure an end out, is that more, do you have more leeway in today's NBA with that as far as not necessarily like those tweener guys? Is there more, I guess, room to fit them into a slot in the way the game's being played now?
Yeah, because I think we're going more and more toward positionless positions. You can try to get players. I think you look at Golden State, which is, you know, by far the best team, I think, in the league. They don't have guys that play certain positions. They have the best players on their team playing. And I think we, as the league, is starting to look more and more toward that. I think 10 years ago, we were looking for point guards. We all were looking for shooting guards. We all were looking for small forwards, power forwards, and centers that posted up. Well, that game has changed. We have gone to nobody posting up, basically, to everybody being able to put the ball on the floor, create shots on the perimeter, penetrate and kick to guys wide open in the corner for 3s. So it's gotten more into more, again, positionless players. It's the other thing is, you know, yeah, we got into positionless players, but the guys on the floor have to be able to guard their so-called position. And I think we're looking more and more at that in terms of, okay, he can have an advantage on offense, but where is his disadvantage or advantage defensively?
The new construction they're doing over here with the track and the hydro and everything else, the big, and does that help you at all in terms of measuring these guys and what they can do?
I think we did a pretty good job before the construction started. So I think in the future, it will probably help us because I haven't seen all. I've seen some of the plans, but I haven't. I'm a visual guy, so I need to see it once they are done and make that determination. But I know our strength and conditioning guys, our training staff, they do a great job in terms of all that.
I'm David Collette.
Can't talk about it.
Okay.
Underclassmen. Go back to school.
Go back to school.
Right.
Okay. I mean, do you feel like there's any value for some of these local kids getting
at least a look from an NBA organization or work out in anything?
I think it's not only local kids. I think it's anybody. It's gives them a determine or gives them an input in terms of what the NBA guys think they need to work on, what they need to go back to school and work on, and hopefully it will help them and not only help them but also help their team.
Well, I mean, when you know a kid is going to go back to school, you know, how do you kind of try to treat that? I mean, do you kind of try to treat them like, hey, this is what the league is like, or do you just kind of say, hey, we'll see you next year, or what do you say?
It depends on who it is. Each individual situation is a little different. You know, local guys are a little bit easier to bring in than guys you have to fly in from all over the country. So it varies.
You can tell us if you just need bodies.
Sometimes I do need bodies, especially when guys get hurt in practices.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only bring in six anyway, so.